98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
If our luck is truly changing as a basketball town, maybe it will come in the form of a Clippers-Lakers series in the first round of the playoffs. Get one of them eliminated right out of the gate. That would be fortuitous. But given our history as a sports town, I've got a new fear after watching these last two games. The conventional belief is that these games will sharpen the Suns, give them precious experience in the arena of big game basketball. And all of that is certainly true. But my new fear is this stretch run of high intensity stuff might wear down some of the Western Conference contenders, especially a team like the Suns that doesn't have the front court depth others enjoy. And then on cue, the Lakers get healthy and roll into the playoffs with a team that has absorbed a lot of losses, but not a lot of physical attrition. Once again, we're all rediscovering the joys and perils that come with cheering for a really good team when you start fretting over the small details. But it's also becoming clear to me, now more than ever, that the Suns have enough talent, but they'll need a shot of good luck as well. The stuff that has always eluded this franchise in the past, starting with a coin flip at the very beginning over 50 years ago.